the reason why I really wanted to get this out is that there are old Christmas decorations that I thought the timing of auctioning those off right prior to the holidays was right. So I said, hey, let's get that on the agenda.
So this comes down to a Christmas timeline.
And I have a question. Whoever was out there going through that, you didn't happen to see the sign that used to be on the coffee shop, the Bumblebee or whatever it was called, where the carving shed is now?
Jitterbugs.
Where the Jitterbug that said museum that way? It was a huge sign.
Really?
I've got a bunch of wooden signs as well at my office. We can look through them. There are some old signs.
Okay.
Yeah, because they painted up a really nice sign that went on the side of the old Jitterbug building. Yeah.
Our signage is just really poor. So that's just a question I you had.
Perfect. Yeah, it had some silhouettes on it, if I remember correctly. Any other discussion on the surplus sale of Christmas decorations at all?
There's some.
Oh, you put your hand down.
They're huge.
Okay.
They're like
my wife know 10
feet
on that.
By 5 feet. These are big.
Okay, great. All right. Pull vote, please.
Assembly Member DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prezaka?
Yes. J, approval of the purchase of a used dump truck for public works and transportation equipment from Transportation Equipment, Inc. in the amount of $49,900.
Move to approve the purchase of a used replacement dump truck for the public works for Transport Equipment Incorporated in the amount of $49,900.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion.
Do we have some more information on this? This is a 200, it has 200,000 miles on it?
No, it has 221 miles on it.
No, well, original
that's on the
miles.
Engine. The new engine.
It has 197,000 miles
on
it.
Oh, really?
And it's been.
197,000 original miles.
Come on up to the podium, Roland.
Well, now Public Works. It has 197,000 original miles on it. It's had a partial engine rebuild. Plus engine harness, and it has approximately 221 miles since the rebuild.
This thing has had a seriously rough life. It's had a wiring harness.
Wire, new engine harness, yes.
New engine harness. Tell me.
Yes, go ahead, David.
You know, I'm reading through this report here that we got on our docket here. So I actually got to see what you showed me, this bracket and the bracket that came. You know what? I've been doing this a long time. And Lauren, you better come up here because you're going to be questioned on this too.
We're supposed to stand up here.
Yeah, that's fine. You can both stay up there.
Yeah, you stay up there. You got in here that the tensile strength of a frame, the little bracket that you're going to weld is not going to be up to specifications. For one, I don't know where that comes from. Who's a certified welder here that's going to tell me the tensile strength is off?
So basically on a frame, on any type of commercial vehicle, whether
Wait
it's
a minute. Correct. I'm not talking the frame.
But that's where that bracket's
in your document here. It says the bracket. That is a bolt-on bracket that you're going to have to weld up four holes on the bracket. Okay. And you're talking about tensile strength, not being able to weld the four holes on the tensile strength and then put that. It says right here. Okay. Hold on. Indicate the welds on the old holes. Change the tensile strength of the frame. Why are you welding up the old holes?
So on the frame, the gentleman that we had gotten the four bolt brackets from, or that we could have gotten the four bolt brackets from, his recommendation from the Mack dealership was to weld up the four holes and then drill new holes for the new brackets. That was his recommendation. I spoke to the Federal Motor Carriers, and what I got out of welding on the frame is unless noted by the manufacturer, and I reached out to the manufacturer, Mack, their engineers, and I haven't had a response back from them yet. But welding on the frame through the Federal Motor Carrier is not acceptable in any means in a commercial vehicle unless otherwise noted by the manufacturer.
David. Okay. Okay. So to bring this to perspective, here's your piece with four holes in it. Okay. It is a bracket.
No,
I'm not. Wait a minute.
It's three. We're going to weld up three and then
drill. Wait a second. This is the one that is he wanted to send you. The one that is not had a design like this, three holes. Okay. My question was, why are you welding any holes on the frame? Why can't you just use the two holes and the one in the middle to put that bracket on that truck?
The original bracket is the three bolt. But yes, I understand what you're saying is just drill four new holes, put the bracket on the truck.
No, I'm saying drill two holes through the bracket because I've seen this thing, and one more through the bracket. You're not touching the frame of the truck. Okay? Now you're bolting this onto that truck, and that truck is now repaired. All you're drilling a hole in is a bracket. You're not altering the frame of the truck.
You have to drill new holes through the frame.
Use the old holes.
They don't match, if I remember right.
So I think what David's saying is that you would go to the machine shop, take the bracket, because the bracket is not the frame. That has not been...
It's a hanger, am I correct?
Any piece that is attached to or supporting a cross member that is attached to the frame is considered part of the frame.
A cross member is different than a hanger. I went and looked at the thing. A hanger...
It's part of the frame.
It defined in the Federal Motor Carrier, and I can get you a copy of it as well, but defined in the Federal Motor Carrier, anything that is attached to that frame is part of the frame.
Okay. So in 2007, that CFR was changed from you may not weld on a frame to you follow the manufacturer's recommendations. They changed that CFR. My question on this is simply this. If that piece was not, there's a specific process that they put those frames through, it's a heat treating in order to prevent the frames from bending. And cross members are a part of that frame. Hangers are not, because hangers are not heat treated in the same way, at the same tensile strength.
Hangers are considered part of the frame.
Okay, it's so that's the language that we want to see. If
you should have that.
The federal motor. I apologize.
No, we did get that, I understand we got that. I didn't read it that way, but what I'm interested in is you're saying that Mack is saying you can't alter that. If Mack says you can, because the way I read this new CFR as of 2007, the new CFR clearly states if the manufacturer says that you could alter that piece, and I'm debating whether it's part of the frame or it's a hanger, but if the manufacturer says you can alter that piece, Mack says you can, then you are allowed to alter that piece. Mm-hmm. You are allowed to weld on it, drill it, do what you need to do. And so that's what I'm waiting for, is that the manufacturer, after you ask, can we modify, can we take it to a machine shop, have them fill those holes and re-drill whatever holes you have to re-drill. That's my question. Where's that rejection from the manufacturer? And here it said that we were waiting on it.
Yeah, yeah. I've reached out to him. I reached out to him Friday as guided by Lisa to reach out to those manufacturers and get something back. I have not received anything back to them. They stated that they were going to get back to me Monday. They did not get back to me in email Monday. I did reach out and left a message again with them today, and I have yet to hear back from them. So I have not heard back from them yet.
So the question that you asked them was, can you modify that bracket through welding and through, machining to re-drill the hole so you're just bolting into the frame?
The question that I asked them is, if I switched over from the three-bolt bracket to the four-bolt bracket, what process do I need to do to achieve this? That's what I asked them.
So technically, we don't know yet if there is not a process to apply this bracket. Rule?
If you modify the bracket, you place it on the frame, you're still going to have to weld up holes and redrill holes. those three holes
on the bracket,
whichever way they fit, don't match the four hole bracket
on the bracket.
Yeah.
Not on the frame.
So you're going to fill three old holes and
on
drill four new holes
on the frame.
Through the frame.
Why don't we just fill the holes in the bracket and drill those holes in the new
to
match your frame. And then you're just...
From the new four-hole bracket?
Yeah. Take and fill those holes, machine them, fill the holes, weld them, fill them, drill your new holes, and just bolt it onto the frame.
Yeah.
Don't weld the frame.
Don't weld the
bracket.
So
you're going to leave those empty holes?
No, you're using the same holes.
Okay.
Can I approach you guys?
Yeah.
Just...
What's that, sorry?
Can I approach you guys with
the
picture here?
Well, you can hand it to Alicia. Can you hand me that down? Because that will illustrate perfectly what we're talking about.
So where on that four-bolt bracket am I going to drill that third hole? Because it's hollow right in the center there.
Can you not drill right where it's hollow?
Now you're modifying it.
So if I shove a bolt right where it's hollow, it's not making full contact with the frame, right?
Yeah, what you're asking us to do is jerry-rig a commercial vehicle and put it on the road.
No, we're not asking you to do
no.
that. We're not asking you to, sorry, Roland, okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Because when you use terms like jerry-rig, that is really wrong.
Okay.
What we're asking you, hold on, let me finish, please.
Okay, go ahead.
What we're asking you to do is explore every possible option to prevent this community from paying $50,000 for another dump truck that's got 200,000 miles on it. And I know it's got a new engine, but it's a 200,000 mile dump truck.
Yeah.
Well, how many miles does this dump truck have on it?
Nobody really knows.
It's got what does it have on right now?
It's...
So right now, it has.
These are mechanical mileage.
I understand. How many miles are on it?
I can't answer that exactly because this is a mechanical odometer. So once it hits 999,000 miles, it rolls over and starts at one.
So are you assuming that this thing did 100,000 miles on the dollar?
I'm assuming this thing has way over 100,000 miles. There's no way to accurately tell. He's going to try to add up 36 years of maintenance records right now. That's why we missed the hour.
So you're saying this thing has over 100,000 miles on it?
Yeah, because I think right now, with the latest odometer, he's got the paperwork there.
That can't be modified.
Well,
that's
just the same. The question that I have for them is, what can you do to fix it, to make it so it's modified?
I don't think...
Can you put a plate on it?
No, that's a cast piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. We'll let you finish adding it up. What did you come up with, Warren?
So all I have is the hours on it, and so it has 1,661 hours, and that was after the tachometer was replaced back in
1,161 hours.
I sent you guys a memo through Kim. It's actually got, as far as you can tell, over 9,000 hours on the truck.
Yeah, and so it was replaced back in 3/20/2000, and it had 4,915 hours at that time. So 4,915 plus 1,661 is the actual hours on the truck.
So we're just under 6,000 hours.
Just over 9,000.
Hey, Roland, what size dump truck do you typically would we need in that community?
What's that?
What size dump truck?
I'm gonna avoid us looking up
stuff
on the internet right now, but I think what I'm really looking for is I'm looking for the mechanism, if there is, through this company to discuss this process. And this is what I've asked for all the way along.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm trying to get, sorry, I don't mean.
No, and I appreciate that, Lauren. And that's why I appreciate that you contacted Mac and said, how do I make this work? Because to me, because that CFR was changed in 2007, that allows you to work with the manufacturer, because it clearly states now that if you work with the manufacturer and they sign off on it, you can do a modification. I'd like to find out if that's a possibility before we go forward and authorize a $50,000 dump truck. That's just my opinion. Patty?
I'm nervous whenever we talk about altering a metal bracket, because tensile strength is a factor of heating and cooling. And I don't know if they don't have the mechanism to guarantee the tensile strength that the manufacturer can guarantee.
And that's where I think the manufacturer would say, send it to here, have them do these modifications. Because this dump truck is a dump truck that's located throughout the United States. So although they may not be manufacturing the parts, there may be a retro way to make this work.
Okay, I would go with that, but I would not go with in-house altering a bracket.
Well,
okay, I thought that's what you were talking about.
We need to understand if that bracket's even modifiable. But Roland,
when you first off, you have to remember this is a 36-year-old dump truck. Not only this part doesn't exist, none of these parts for this dump truck existed.
Okay, be careful what you say.
Well, hang on.
Be careful what you say.
Okay, they're obsolete. They probably exist somewhere, but we've had the entire Mack family in the United States look at these parts. Not just Mack, but all their people looking. Secondly, when you talk about tensile strength, anytime you heat and weld, and our shop teacher can attest to this, anytime you heat and weld, especially an already heat-treated frame, you just weaken that frame. And when you try to modify a bracket to go through a frame, anybody who's ever worked on a truck or a car can tell you that everything runs through the frame rails. These holes are drilled in a specific spot for a reason. You try to drill them somewhere else, you're going to run into brake lines, blinker wire, and everything is in a place for a reason.
Okay. So if Max says to you, here's how you do it, and they give you a solution to this problem, would you be willing to do that?
My question to you would be, how long do you want us to be without a dump truck?
Because how many times have you rented a dump truck since it went down?
We are sitting here. How often do you need a fire truck?
No, sorry.
It's a legitimate question.
No, hang on. We can't rent a fire truck, Roland. How many times have you rented a dump truck? It's a legitimate question.
A lot. And there's one thing we're running into renting a dump truck.
How many times, though?
Hang on. A lot. But the last time the last couple times we rented a dump truck, the guys come back to me and said the licenses are out of date, the heaters don't work, lights are broken, mud flaps are missing. Now we're asking our guys to drive trucks that aren't safe to be on the road. Another thing, when you modify something or change something on a commercial motor vehicle, you are potentially taking the liability of putting your workers at risk and the public at risk. This is 100,000 pounds rolling down the road.
Roland, how long was that bracket broken for?
New inspection, I'm nothing happy with them.
No, sorry.
How long?
Because we had a shop truck that was rolling down the road that broke in half, did we not?
Mr. Mayor,
it broke in half in the yard.
If I may add, I asked that specific question of Lauren on Friday and of Roland at Thursday or Friday, I can't remember, and our staff found this on a walk-around inspection. I did not realize this. Our staff does a walk-around inspection. I confirmed this with them, asked 17 different ways, frankly. They do a walk-around inspection every time they get in the rig, and they were doing a routine walk-around inspection, and they found this bracket and one other item, and it went in the shop immediately. So it was not broken for a period of time. Immediately upon noticing it, it was taken offline.
Well, I'm not willing to vote till we hear from Mac on what they have to say on this, but in terms of the modification, I'm not willing to vote yes to it. And you came to us with one specific problem, and I've heard you say this before in other conversations, that, oh, and there's this, and there's that, and there's this, and there's that. That's not what you came to us with. You came to us with one problem. Mm-hmm. And if you're changing the narrative now, then that's different.
You want to come up
with a list of stuff and say, and then there's this, and there's that. That's the kind of stuff, Roland, that I would appreciate knowing up front. I would like to know that up front.
Yeah, I'm just trying to put it in perspective.
Yeah. Sure.
This is an old piece of equipment, and it's a crucial piece of equipment.
We had an old piece of equipment up at the dump that we surplused out of here, and it's still being used.
I can't help that.
I appreciate
that's
that.
That's in the past.
Well, I understand,
but it
sets me on guard, is what it does.
Mr. Mayor,
yep.
If I could, one other thing. In addition to when Mr. Howell first came to me with the dump truck issue, in addition to the bracket, he also specifically spoke about the seals. So there were, at the original time, there were two things that were brought up.
So Lisa, how many times have we rented a dump truck?
I don't know the answer to that question. Have you guys rented a dump truck since you took this one offline?
Yes. A couple times.
Twice?
Yeah, and my guys refused to drive the ones again.
You rented a dump truck twice?
I believe so, twice, yeah.
Okay. And how long has it been down for?
A month and a half.
Other questions for Roland or Lauren?
I do have another comment.
Yep, go ahead.
If we have a main break in the middle of the night and I can't get a contractor with a legal safe truck to be on the road, we have no way to fix that main.
So if I understand you correctly, you're saying that the contractors in this community are driving illegal trucks down our road?
Some.
Okay. Well, I think also, you should contact DOT then and let them know that.
Main break in the middle of the night, 2 in the morning, I've called these guys, nobody answers the phone. No, and thankfully most of them show up, but when we have our own piece of equipment, when we have a break, we can grab that equipment and go. I can't do that with a main break right now.
I don't think anybody's debating the need for a dump truck.
And we asked for 80, we found a really smoking deal for 49.9, and right now we are sitting here without a dump truck.
David?
Roland, I understand the past is the past, but I explained this to you earlier. You know what? Us sitting here, we have our due diligence to ask all the questions, okay? And that one thing that the mayor is talking about with that excavator up there, that's still a craw, okay, in the side. Hmm. And that's why all these questions are being asked. So it's not personal. It's legitimate questions. And it's legitimately needs to be answered, okay? There's just things that happened in the past that are going to affect the future way things are done. I mean, that's just the way it happens.
You're judging my department on a previous completely different...
We're not judging dynamic. Your department. It's judging the whole way it was done through the city.
Okay.
Not one department, okay? Even though that happened in that department, it still was done that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to see that happen again, okay? So that's why I'm trying to explain to you, when we ask questions and we want to know the answers and we don't have the answers, things have been shoved down our throat in the past 4 to 5 years that I've been sitting here. Quite frankly, I don't like it and I'm not going to do it anymore. Okay? It has nothing to do with this dump truck that has a smoking deal. It has to do with having all the information in front of us to make informed decisions.
Patty?
How you said that you contacted the Mac manufacturer
engineer,
the engineer, and you didn't get a response.
We did verbally. We don't.
So
anything,
right? I didn't get a verbal response.
Oh.
So what happened was I contacted the Mac engineer, and he was going to turn it over to his lead guy to make the final decision on how. If there is a way to retrofit this bracket, if there's a way that we can upgrade to a different style cross member. And so he didn't have the answer for me, but he turned me over to his lead in that department, and he was going to get back to me on a written statement.
Okay. I'm thinking, I'm going to sort of tip my hat here. I'm thinking of amending this motion pending... confirmation from MAC authorities or engineer that there is a cheaper solution, and have it by email sent to the borough manager. Otherwise, then I'd like to go ahead with this. What's the timeline?
Sorry, Patty, are you amending the motion, or I'm just
formulating it. I'm trying to alert you guys to what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And I have one other question. The mechanism of getting the dump truck to Wrangell, you say the owner will drive it to Bellingham, to the ferry?
Seattle.
Okay. And then make sure it's on the ferry. And so
the barge.
So we're probably 2 weeks out or something.
It can be here in a
Depending on when it
is. Today, it could be here on the next barge, next Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. Mayor, if you've got more...
I think Ann has a question, and then...
Yeah,
Drew.
You were saying pending, if they could come up with a cheaper, you mean a safer way of fixing it.
Yes, a cheaper, safer way. Yeah, I'm considering amending that motion.
Well, manufacturer-approved way.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that...
I really do not want our crew, obviously none of us do, to operate a potentially unsafe piece of equipment.
They can.
And I do not want our crew to attempt to re-rig or modify something. So you tell me, Mayor, when you're ready for my amendment.
I'm going to give Drew a chance to speak.
Was it, did we have the proposed dump truck inspected by any other companies for how?
It was a trade-in and a dealership, so they've gone through that.
I don't mean by the dealership that's selling it. It's a conflict of interest. Have we hired a diesel mechanic or a company to inspect that as a third-party inspection?
No. It's been such a... by chance, the guy accidentally forgot to take the hold off of the truck from there. That's the only reason he was still there.
Every vehicle I've ever bought sight unseen, I've had inspected by a third party, and we're talking about a $50,000 rig. Having been rebuilt and stuff, you know, there are good diesel mechanics and there are bad diesel mechanics, you know that. I wouldn't feel comfortable making a purchase on a vehicle that hasn't been inspected by a third party.
I can ask.
That would be us hiring a third party to inspect.
I see. No, we have not. We haven't been moving forward enough to even think about that. So
I'm going to have what I think I'll do is have Assembly Member Gilbert make her amended motion, and then we can give direction, I think, to the borough manager that if there is a purchase to be made, I think your request is reasonable to have it inspected, and it must be, you know, signed off on that somebody is independent, because I agree having the person selling the vehicle inspect the vehicle is not the best, but Roland,
the hold comes off this truck for us tomorrow, so it'll be a whole different
Roland truck. I'm sorry that there's things, but we are doing our due diligence on this, and you know, we have to pass a red face test with this community, and if we get a lemon up here, that's not going to look any good on anybody. So I appreciate that the person selling you the truck is saying that it's super skookum and really great, but sometimes that people are maybe not as honest as we might hope they would be. So, Patty, do you want to make the emotion amendment?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and for it. It perhaps the dealer, whoever you're working with, may extend the hold.
I don't know about the extending of the hold, but I just wanted to clarify. So when I get the email from the MAC engineers, what is my procedure that you guys are asking from me? Just so that I have clarity.
I think you would contact Roland, who would contact Lisa, contact Lisa. I'm not sure how Lisa wants to do that.
Roland.
Yeah, I got a question.
I think you would just work through Lisa. Yep. David.
So hours are based on miles too, right? Okay, you understand that concept?
Yeah, a lot of idle time when you're loading.
I know in the marina industry, every 100 hours is considered 5,000 miles.
Is how many, I'm saying?
Every 100 hours is considered 5,000 miles. That's why they do 100 hours, okay? So in that industry, if you have 6,000 hours on this truck, it's only 60,000 miles, okay, on this truck. Now you're looking, this is my question here, okay? You're looking at buying a truck that has an engine and stuff, but a frame of it of 197,000? Mm-hmm. So
2006.
I understand that, but we're talking, if my calculations are right, we're talking a truck that has way more miles on the framing system as the truck we have currently, even though the years of it.
Yeah, most of the trucks in this price range are well over half a million miles, 750,000, 800,000 miles. That's
really?
That's why we went originally with the 80,000.
So another question here too. Has anybody asked anybody else that's in this industry, and I'm going to say this, and I'm talking trucking industry, that you know runs down a dump truck 365 days a year,
if we fix the old truck, what are we looking for life expectancy after it's fixed? I mean, are we going into... Do you understand what I'm asking?
I do.
So
I had a proposal written up for a new utility truck. That's a whole different thing. And in my research for that, the standard for replacing your heavy equipment, your big iron, is 20 years. That's the industry standard across the United States.
Okay.
I've gone to other companies in other municipalities in Southeast Alaska just to talk to them, and they rarely ever do they run a piece of big iron past 20 years because it's such a crucial piece of machinery for not only say water main breaks and whatnot, but snow removal, and dump trucks are a pretty critical piece of machinery.
Okay, so there's a third question. Is there any warranties on this at all? Are they going to give us any guarantee that are we going to last a year? Do you see where I'm going?
This is really hard. You can ask. It's yeah.
I mean, what I don't want to do is get this truck up here, and then you guys, you know,
mechanic
shop comes to us and goes, boy,
we need to.
We didn't have inspections done, and we made a major mistake here.
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying about tomorrow, mm-hmm. but I'm going to have to go with the mayor. This is no matter what, it's still a big, pretty
purchase. It's a high expenditure.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you got to do our due diligence to question you. I'm hoping that you do your due diligence to question where you're buying this truck from.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with Drew that, I mean, would you buy a $50,000 truck unused without having it inspected by somebody else than a seller?
Probably not.
So, Patty, nope.
I would like one clarification I saw on some other literature about it. I don't know who wrote it, but they said a new truck is $100,000, and a new dump truck runs upwards $250,000. A 2019 dump truck is $250,000.
I'm not sure who would have said that.
I don't want to say.
I think it was the news.
It was in the newspaper?
Yeah.
Oh.
We had it budgeted originally for a used dump truck, but it got put in there as new, and I just wanted to clarify that for the public.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's in the newspaper. Great, a brand new dump truck with $100,000.
Yeah, okay, well, the newspaper guy's right behind you. You can turn around and give him trouble.
So, all right. To kind of attest to the price versus mileage, so we did an online search, and we basically did the West Coast as far as trucks available. And we went to Truck Trader, and we went to a few multiple different sites, as well as contacting a Mack dealership and a Western Star dealership. And so we contacted these dealerships, and we told them, you know, we have roughly $80,000 to spend. What are we looking at as far as like mileage, and what's the best scenario package that we can find for our $80,000? And so that's when we got turned on to this International, and that's where that had come from. But so just on my routine search at $80,000, you're looking at a lot of trucks at anywhere from 250,000 miles to upwards in the 535,000 miles, just because they're hooking these trucks up to pubs, and they're going across the freeways with these things, hauling wherever they're going. So I mean, yeah, it's got a lot of miles, but it's a lot of highway miles. Whereas Wrangell, you got, you know, 10 miles, but you still have the same amount of rotations of the dump bed and the chassis and everything else. So, I mean, Wrangell vehicles, yeah, we have low mileage, but at the same time, we still have a lot of wear and tear. You take a 20,000 mile Wrangell vehicle versus a 110,000 mile vehicle in Seattle, the wear and tear is going to be roughly about the same, give or take, as that 110,000 mile that's just going back and forth on the freeway. And so, I mean,
I understand that.
Okay, I'm going to let Patty make her amendment.
Okay, I move to amend to approve the purchase of a used replacement dump truck for the Public Works from Transport Equipment Incorporated in the amount of $49,900. Pending a standard modification / repair by qualified Mack engineers.
Make decision.
Move. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion.
But then we'd have to bring a Mack engineer up here to do it.
No, it's going to be done.
Yeah. What we're asking is, we want Lauren to go and exhaust this, and we want a good faith effort put forward. And then if that engineer says, there's absolutely no way to do this, that truck is a write-off, you can't do it and be a commercial vehicle, then we turn around and say, okay, we got to do something and buy a truck. If that engineer comes back and says, you can do it, then you come back and talk to us about what the plan is or where we're going, and we have that information as well. Does that make sense?
Another can of worms.
And then Lisa has, 1 second, Ron. Lisa has been sort of given some marching orders from us that I think I saw enough heads nodding here that this thing would need to be
third party inspected and a check on warranties of
warranties and wear and tear. So, Ron,
can we? There's only one meeting in December. Can we bring this back for a special meeting if we get this information?
This could come back. It just has to be timed correctly because there's a lot of assembly members moving away, but it is possible. We will do it. We will not postpone you unnecessarily. If we can do a special meeting, we will do it. If some of us have to call in, we will do it. But
I'm just nervous.
Right. But I want all the information. And I want the correct information. So, okay.
However, as the amended motion sort of indicates, that if it's a go with the email, then it's a purchase.
Then Lisa can authorize the purchase if there's an appropriate evaluation.
And she understands our concerns, so I don't think we require another meeting.
No, it would just be if the part, it was the engineered part, and Lauren comes up with a fix for this, and we come back and we talk about, we get Lauren's opinion on how that would work, and we talk about that with them.
And then one last thing. I have 9:15, so.
No, you can't do that now.
Okay.
But no.
I call the roll.
It's serious. I do want them to further investigate the problems with the dump truck. You know, if the seals are starting to leak and crack and everything. So that's it.
So, Mr. Mayor, if I can ask a clarifying question. You want the list of, you would like a list of other things on the dump truck?
Well, just tonight I got basically what I was informed of tonight was that, well, if this is wrong, there's lots of other stuff wrong that will make us buy a new dump truck. And what I'm saying is that as we move forward in the future, this process has been very troublesome for me. And I have not been happy with how this has come together. And I mean, even now I'm feeling like that Lauren, you know, Roland's saying, well, we spoke to them and they told us it can't be done and we're just waiting for a letter. And Lauren's saying, oh, no, they're talking to their engineer. The communication there is off. And we're spending community's money on these things. And I'll be honest with you, I've had more people express concern about this darn dump truck to me than just about anything else. And I'm holding all departments to a higher bar on this stuff. That when we say, when we get the information, I want it all. I want it up front, I want it all, and I want it packaged appropriately and coming forward to us with all the information. And I want all the options. I don't want things written up in a way that delivers an outcome that somebody wants. I want to know legitimately that this, you know, here's one option, here's the next option, here's the next option. I don't want the option that leads to this conclusion. Drew?
I feel like the trees are on fire and we're all running for cover. I realize that, believe me, I ran an excavation company and I realized the importance of a dump truck and equipment that works properly and how it ages out. And I really do. In the meantime, while we're trying to decide if this thing is repairable or not, it very well may not be. when we go through with purchasing a large ticket item like this, let's make sure that we're doing this in a manner that is, you know, we make sure that we're covering all bases. We check it and we make sure it's a sound investment, that kind of stuff. And in the meanwhile, since we do know that the dump trucks are an important piece for maintaining our borough, let's make sure that we start talking with some of these guys locally, that if we do have a main break, we have a contingency plan set aside, that we have access to this piece of equipment that is maintained and ready to go. So let's find somebody locally that has, are there some dump trucks locally with some of these contractors that is are in good condition?
We have to start on the contract list and go down. And
but if their equipment is not acceptable, that removes them from the list.
Yeah, you've got to come forward and say your equipment is not acceptable.
You just told us
you can't use people.
Hold on a second.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Because we're running into another thing with this scenario, is we have contractors now that don't want to rent them. Operators as well, so then our cost goes through the roof.
And that's in order to do this appropriately, that may be the cost. I would be much more willing to swallow that pill to know that we're going through this process legitimately and making the decisions timely but appropriately. So if they're not willing to rent us just the piece of equipment and we have to bring an operator, I guess that's what we have to do. If their equipment is not legitimately sound, they are taken off the list for that piece of equipment, and you have the right to go to the next person. We cannot have our people operating equipment that is not roadworthy, so go to the next person on the list. And if there's only one or two people, you tell them, hey, make sure these vehicles are ready. If we have an emergency, we will be renting.
Well, it sounds like this is a somewhat of a rampant problem, and so we should be contacting the authorities. And
I would think
so. You know, you're worried about your workers running over somebody. Well, if you know of people whose equipment is deficit, you need to take action on that. That's your responsibility.
I have.
Yeah, and it's the local PD that is who would contact.
And let the local PD know, and they have to deal with it.
The problem we have with the main breaks is we find the main break, we call the contractor, they drop the equipment off. Mm-hmm. So Joe brings a dump truck out that's not safe for us to work. What if we can't? I mean, I've run this scenario with other people.
I'm going to stop this right now.
I just want to say one last thing. I don't want to hear why things won't work. I want to start hearing solutions to why things will work.
Mr. Mayor.
We have to work way too hard to get things moving forward.
I will make sure that the staff and I come up with a contingency plan so that equipment is inspected ahead of time, so that we know, granted, a dump truck, as I have been informed, I didn't realize this, needs to have an inspection every time you get in it. I fully expect, whether it's ours or a rental, that inspection will be done, but I think we can have our staff go to the local dump truck owners, inspect these vehicles today to make sure that they're okay, and if they aren't, they come off the list, and we say, okay, there's two that are good today. These are who we call if there's an emergency. We put them on notice. And then when the truck gets delivered, you do another walk around again, and we hope for the best right now.
Thank you. And I'm gonna hold it there.
Good.
I don't want to get any further into the weeds. We have an amendment on the floor. We're discussing the amendment to the original motion. Is everybody familiar with what the amendment says? Okay, I'm seeing nods. Any further discussion on that amendment? Okay, let's vote on the amendment. First, please roll call.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Mayor Pruszynka?
No.
Now
the motion as amended. Any discussion on the motion as amended? Hearing none? So now we have to.
Yes, I'm.
I'm with you.
I missed the first part. I'm sorry.
I kind of went somewhere else for a second.
You went somewhere else.
Patty helped me out there.
Yep.
Okay, we're back here. Drew, you with me?
Yeah.
We're good. So we're now voting on the amended motion. Go ahead.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Pruszynka?
No. Okay. Attorney's file, there is none. The attorney's file is available for assembly to review in the borough clerk's office. 15, executive session, we have none. 16, adjournment at 9:22.